Jordan.
Hey, Charlie, did you get, as a line, did you guys kind of feel a night? I mean, not like this, but could you feel it building, the like chemistry between the three of you guys?
I don't know if it's going to be like this, you know, like we, I think we believed and trusted that we were going to eventually, it was going to work out for us and we're going to help contribute a little more than what we have been. Like the opportunities have been there, the chances, we just haven't gotten that end result. And yeah, a lot of that's good stuff, right? Because you're playing with the puck in the offensive zone and you're not giving up much maybe, but like, you know, we take it to heart. Like we want to be a line who's reliable defensively but also contribute, especially when those two lines, top two, cancel out. Some games they do, and you need your depth guys to contribute. So I think it was just kind of trusting that, like, hey, we're doing some good stuff. Yeah, we can kind of fine-tune some things, and that's what we kind of went over this morning. I think Ollie kind of touched on, and but more so that meeting was just to kind of like, hey, we're doing a lot of good here. Like, let's just trust it, and it's going to fall. We keep doing the right things. And, of course, that first one, we're like, are you kidding me, right? But it's like, hey, it's all good. Like, we're coming. You got to fight through a little bit here. And I think it was the next shift we put one in. So it's just trusting in ourselves, each other, and what we do and how we play, and knowing eventually it's going to pay off.
There's also a knowledge, right, that you guys contributed last night. It's Lundstrom's line is contributing. Eventually, you know, top lines are going to, you know, break open as well, right?
Yeah, we have a pretty solid lineup all the way up, and four lines who are reliable and can chip in. And some nights it's going to be one line, sometimes it's going to be two of the lines, and some nights it's going to be all lines, you know. We'd rather the last one there, but it's not always the case. It's the NHL, everyone's pretty good. But it's about winning your matchups and just trusting what we do as a line, but as a team too. And when we play that way, it's going to be shared. And I think that's such a good thing of what we have in this room. Just unselfish people who don't mind that and know that's the case, and are willing to abide by that. So it's fun to be a part of something like that.
Charlie, especially early, the speed was really noticeable. On the second back-to-back night, what do you think was the key to have all that speed early on to get the jump on them?
Well, we're both playing back-to-back, so there's really no leverage, I guess, or whatever you want to say. But I think when it's a back-to-back, you got to out-change them. You have to take short shifts, get off before you're tired, just so you can roll the lines and get into it. And in case you have those shifts out there where they kind of pin you and you just hold still. And I don't know about everyone else, it looked like everyone had some jump, but I felt better tonight than last night, honestly. And that's a good feeling to have. I don't know if they over there had the same feeling or what, but it's nice to have that. But I think that's a result of doing the right things, not turning the puck over and feeding their transition and make it an easier game for them to come and play on our end. So it's those little things, just being more simple and making them turn and go back and having to go 200 feet to get a chance or an opportunity and try to score. I think we buy into that, we bought into that, and that helps. But it looked like a lot of guys on our side were flying tonight, which is pretty good sign.
Charlie, I know you weren't here last year, but this team had a few early stumbles. I think that at the end of the season, they kind of look back and they're like, yeah, if we don't have those, maybe we're in. You've been on playoff teams a lot. How important is it just to rack up points at this time of year?
It's huge. It doesn't seem like it's a big deal right now, but it is. And you don't want to be at the end of the year and say, hey, one more win or another point could have done it. And then you have regrets of, hey, we should have taken it more seriously, but been ready to play at that puck drop or done this better or really bought into the way we do things. So it's all very important. And it doesn't seem like it now, but towards the end, playoff time, it all pays off, and you want to set yourselves up and bank these points as much as you can right now. I think we're starting to realize that more and more after a few that we kind of dropped early, that we were like, hey, we probably should have won those games. But that's a sign of a good team and realizing that and then correcting it and being better.
Thank you.